This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies. It's Mim here. And while we're taking a break from making new podcasts, we are inviting Mini Beanies to choose their favourite storytime episode to re-release. And we're also having a little chat. And today we're talking to Ruffy. Hi, Ruffy.
Hi.
How are you today?
Really good.
Oh, good. I'm so happy to have you on the podcast. Can you guess why?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, for Mini Beanies at home who don't know, Ruffy is my nephew. Yeah, so I'm not just Mim Beanie to you. What am I?
My auntie.
Yeah, I'm Auntie Mim. Ruffy is the whole reason that the Beanies exist, because we started singing and making songs for Ruffy way back when you were a baby. You won't even remember that. So the Beanies is as old as Ruffy is.
8 years.
That's right. And that was my first question. Where do you listen to the podcast?
In lockdown, I used to be in my dad's office with a little tent set up just listening to Beanies songs.
Oh, wow. And is that so your dad could do Zoom meetings while you were in your little beanie tent?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. I think a lot of Mini Beanies listened to us during lockdown, so that's a really good memory. Now, Ruffy, what do you think was your favourite episode?
Pluto.
Yeah, Pluto's Lament.
Pluto's Lament.
What do you like about that episode? Can you remember any bits of it?
I really liked when Pluto found D-O-G dog.
Yeah, D-O-G dog. And what do you like about that bit?
It's because Pluto was feeling so lonely and then he found a new friend.
Oh, yeah. Friend. Do you think you like that one because you have a dog?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your dog called?
Sunny.
Yeah. Now, can you tell me anything else that you like about the Beanies?
I really, really love listening to the songs all the time.
Oh.
It's so fun.
And do you sing along?
Yes, I always sing along with these. Topsy-turvy too. The Groovy Train.
Groovy Train, that's a good one.
And Fancy Cat. There are two things I loved. When you were pretending to be a cat and when...
What was that?
Michael coughed up a furball.
Oh, that's gross, isn't it? And he ruins the cat concert. Well, I want to say an extra big thank you to you, because without you, we wouldn't even have the Beanies. And I love being in the Beanies and making things for kids all over the world. So I think all the Mini Beanies owe you a really big thank you, because it wouldn't exist without you.
You're very welcome, Auntie Mim.
Can I get you to say, let's go?
Let's go.
Oh, thank you so much, Ruffy. Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura, Mim.
And Michael.
Today we might meet a planet.
See some stars.
And learn all about Pluto. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
I can't see it just yet. I have to adjust the... Oh, there! I can see Mercury.
Wow. Let me see.
We've been stargazing today, Mini Beanies. That means we've been using our Big Beanies telescope to look out into space. Wow, look! It's another star!
I can see Pluto!
Wait, I don't think that's Pluto.
No, it is. I know, because it's my favourite planet.
I think Pluto's too far away to see. Are you sure?
Yep, look. It's all red and saucy and covered in cheese and... Oh, wait.
Is there spaghetti on the lens again, Michael?
Yes.
If Pluto is your favourite planet, Michael, would you like to hear a story about it?
Yes, please.
Once upon a stargaze, there was a planet named Pluto.
Hello, my name is Pluto. I'm a planet. I'm a reddish-brown, happy little planet and although I'm smaller than the rest, I love hopping along my little orbit and going about my planety day.
Pluto was much further away than all the other planets, but he didn't mind.
Well, I don't mind.
Pluto filled his days with spinning around, solar games of spaceball, and eating lots of rocket salads. One day, Pluto was going through his mail.
Space bill, vote one Mercury, space bill.
When he saw a letter, it was addressed to him and on the back it read, from all the other planets. He thought.
I wonder why.
Pluto opened the letter and it read, in big red letters, cease and desist.
What is a cease and desist?
In grown-up terms, cease and desist means stop what you are doing!
Really? But all I'm doing is going about my planety day, being a planet, doing planety things.
That's right. That's what they want you to stop.
What?
The letter read,
Dear Pluto, please cease and desist in being a planet. You're too little to be a planet. Sincerely, all the other planets.
Pluto was shocked, stunned, and totally spaced out.
But why? Maybe it's because I'm so little? Or maybe it's because I like being out here by myself most of the time. Aw, man.
Weeks passed. Pluto was sad. He didn't know what to do if he wasn't going about his planety day. What kind of day should he have if he wasn't a planet? He felt lonely.
Humph.
On one not particularly exciting day around his orbit, Pluto saw a silvery figure orbiting in the distance. As it orbited towards him and it came into view, he saw it was a small silver satellite with a shiny silver body and pokey antenna that kind of looked like ears. There was a big sign on the side of the satellite that read,
Digital Orbit Guide. Huh.
This satellite must have been lost. It was so far out of the normal satellite orbits. The satellite came alongside Pluto. He seemed to like Pluto.
Huh. Hello, Digital Orbit Guide. Oh, that name's too long. Why don't I just call you D-O-G? Dog! Now, dog, I know you might want to stay, but I'm more of a lonely planet, so it's best you find your own orbit. Dog, I mean it.
Pluto said.
Go on, dog. Off you go. Go on.
And with that, Pluto pushed out a big space rock into the darkness. Dog's antennas sprang up and he flew out of... In a few seconds, Dog was back, bringing a huge space rock with him.
Wow, Dog. That's great fetching. Okay, I guess you can stay a little longer.
So Pluto and Dog orbited around. Pluto would push space rocks out into space.
Fetch, Dog.
And Dog would bring them back.
Oh, Dog, I'm so glad you found me.
It turns out, Dog was very strong and could bring back rocks twice the size of him. One day, as Pluto and Dog were out playing space fetch, they felt a rumble in the atmosphere.
Huh. Do you feel that, Dog?
The space rocks around them shook, and in the distance they could see a glowing orange light coming towards them.
Oh, boy. What's that? I think it's an asteroid! Ah!
Wait. Mimbini, what's an asteroid?
I think it's a big fiery rock that shoots through space.
Yeah, I think they can be pretty dangerous if they get too close.
Got it. Back to the story.
Ah! Oh no, Dog! We can't let it hit us! Quick, over here!
The asteroid was hurtling towards them, closer and closer, and Pluto and Dog dodged the flying rock and it zoomed past them.
Phew, close one.
But wait, Pluto... It missed you, but it's hurtling towards the other planets.
No! I've got to save them.
Pluto could see the asteroid gaining speed as it sailed towards the other planets. But Pluto couldn't think of anything. Even though he wasn't a planet anymore, he didn't want any of the other planets to be hit by an asteroid. It was then that he looked at Dog.
That's it. Fetch, Dog.
And off Dog went. The asteroid zoomed into the darkness with Dog close behind it. Pluto could see them getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Oh, no. You'll never be able to catch it. Oh, wait! Wait! Look!
It was Dog! He was bringing it back. Just a proud little digital orbit guide and a massive asteroid emerging from space.
Ah, good boy, Dog. You saved them all.
Pluto and Dog went along on their orbits, playing fetch and being the best of friends. Until one day, there was another letter in the space mail.
Dear Pluto, thank you. Your efforts with Dog have saved the day, and though you are little, your actions have shown that you are still a planet in spirit. Therefore, you will now be known as a dwarf planet, and we hereby award you, and Dog, with this Meteor Medal of Bravery. Please see enclosed. Yours sincerely, all the other planets.
Pluto was pleased, both to have Dog and to be the most recognised dwarf planet ever.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And picture in your head
a star.
What does your star look like? Does it shimmer and shine or glow like a light?
What does it smell like? Smoke or moon dust?
What does it sound like? A raging fire or a peaceful buzz? Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a star.
Now time for a song about Pluto.
Pluto, that's me. You might have heard my name. I used to be a planet when we were all the same. One day, all the smart folk decided I was out. They said, I'm not included. They said, without a doubt. I've always had my orbit. Who knew what was in store? Suddenly, I'm not a planet anymore.
And all the other planets sing.
Round and round and round we go, floating past the sun. Giddily twirling to and fro, oh, we have such fun. Hey!
I have mountain ranges of rock and ice like you. I'm made of the same stuff. I'm made of stardust too. Mercury and Venus and Saturn share the stage. But if you're here for Pluto, you'll have to turn the page. I go around the sun like I've done for years before. Suddenly, I'm not a planet anymore.
And all the other planets sing.
Round and round and round we go, floating past the sun. Giddily twirling to and fro, oh, we have such fun. Hey!
Back then I was happy. I never wore a frown. But now I'm cold and lonely since my world turned upside down. At least I have my moon and the asteroids and the stars. What I really want is to play with Earth and Mars. For years I was included, but I was shown the door. I am not a planet anymore.
And all the other planets sing.
Wow, I love that story about Pluto.
Me too. I especially like the part about the digital orbit guide. My dog doesn't orbit anything, except me, when I'm eating my dinner.
But is that true, do you think? That Pluto isn't a planet anymore?
I remember learning about Pluto at school. I thought he was a planet.
A dwarf planet?
I'm confused.
That's okay. I know exactly the person to ask.
Professor Know-It-All!
Hello, beanies. Great telescope. Stargazing is my favourite.
Us too. Professor, we have a question about Pluto. Is he a planet?
Well, Mim, the answer is a little complicated. And that's okay. Scientists believe Pluto was big enough to be a planet when the first people found it in the sky through a telescope. For almost 100 years, everyone thought that Pluto was the smallest and furthest planet in our solar system. Now, people who study space are called astronomers. Can you say that with me? Astronomer.
Astronomer.
Very good. Now, a few years ago, these astronomers found another planet that was bigger than Pluto, as well as others who were close to Pluto's size too. So, they all got together and decided that if they called Pluto a planet, all these other planets that were similar would also have to be called planets. And that would just be way too many planets.
What? I thought scientists were supposed to be the smartest. How did they get it wrong?
Well, Mim, one of the best things about science is that we're always learning more about the world and the universe we live in. The more scientists learn, the better we understand it. So it's very important that we have an open mind, even about things as big as planets.
Wow, so what did the astronomers do then?
Well, Michael, they decided to rename Pluto a dwarf planet, just like in the story, which means he belongs to a club of slightly smaller but still lovely planets.
Dwarf planets sound adorable.
That they are. Pluto is so adorable and small, with a width of about 23,766 football fields. Tiny! Ah, ah, ah.
Thanks, Professor Know-It-All.
Planets are so cool. Even though Pluto is a dwarf planet now, it's still my favourite.
We hope you learnt a lot about planets and Pluto today, Mini Beanies.
Bye, Mini Beanies!
Maybe you could look up into the sky tonight and see if you can spot any planets.
Or maybe even get your hands on a telescope and have a peek.
And remember, Mini Beanies, tell your big people to sign up to our official Mini Beanie newsletter on our website, www.thebeaniesaus.com. There's also colouring in pages on there too. Bye!
Bye!
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ha, ha, ha.